This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is appealing to the Catholic Church for help in sheltering the hundreds of migrants who've arrived in the city since December. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
According to city officials, since December 9th, the city has served more than 3,000 migrants who've arrived, mostly from Venezuela and Central and South America. The city currently has three recreation centers serving as emergency shelters. Now, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is asking for help from Denver's Archbishop. In a letter Hancock wrote over the weekend, he specifically asked the Archdiocese for some vacant space owned by the church on the west side of Denver to help house up to 100 people. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol is having trouble putting more troopers on the highway because of staff shortages. State Patrol Chief Matthew Packard.
We're not doing enough. The people of Colorado don't feel as safe as they want to, and certainly not as safe as we want them to be as they're traveling on Colorado's roads.
The State Patrol is down more than 100 people. Denver's only Jesuit college has appointed a new president. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
For the first time in its history, Denver-based Regis University will have a layperson as its president. Salvador Aceves will lead the Jesuit University starting in the new year. He's being promoted from his role of senior vice president and chief financial officer. Since it was founded in 1877, the four-year private university has only employed Jesuit priests as their president. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a little more snow today, some clearing tomorrow, and temperatures staying in the 30s mostly. Mountain snow continues for another few days in Vail, highs today near 20. Grand Junction, close to 40 this afternoon, with snow continuing for western Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.